The bill says collections in publicly owned art museums like the DIA are held in a public trust. John Perich is an attorney for the museum.
There is a requirement to maintain the art in the condition that it's in and to sell the art only for the benefit of purchasing other art that might be more beneficial than the current art that you have.
Perich says people did not donate money and works of art to the museum to see them used to pay Detroit's debts. Detroit emergency manager Kevin Orr has already warned the assets of the DIA might have to be sold if the city winds up in federal bankruptcy court, and a new state law enacted late in the game does not necessarily alter that reality. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Rick Pluta at the State Capitol.